righty. Good to have you back here as we continue the conversation and bring in the voice of reason. That being Ivy, who tries to keep me under control as best she can. Good luck to her. Shot collar could be in my future. Ivy, how are you?
Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I think you have a much better spot. You're perched out looking over the beautiful North Carolina mountains, actually. You can show the folks. Just show them.
Let's see if I can figure it out.
All right. Yeah, you work on that, and then I'll work on.
Oh, there you go.
Well, it went black. It didn't work. It just went black.
Oh, you don't see it?
Anyhow, it doesn't matter. The other thing that went black, I don't see you anymore either. Come on back, and if you have to rehook, you might have just thrown a complete curveball to the entire system, Ivy. I don't know, because it's all black now. All right, she's got to hook back up, and so that goes. And when she comes back, I'm going to have her weigh in on this whole Ruby Garcia. See, we tried to do something special there and share with the people that are live streaming on X. There she's back. And the live streaming on X, we tried something tricky there, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Anyhow, you know, you could just turn around. You know, just turn. There, you see. There are the mountains. Anyhow. Are you hearing me? Okay, we would totally screw this up because I don't hear Ivy at all.
Try now.
Oh, there you are. I got you now. Anyhow, what I want to ask you about is this. I want to ask you about the fact that this woman, and it bothers me, and it bothers a lot of other people, that this 25-year-old woman is murdered by an illegal, and that obviously speaks for itself. But the fact that Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, has said nothing, has not uttered this woman's name, has not, you know, said anything about this illegal, I think that really bothers me. It bothers me that she has said nothing about this. Well, what say you?
It definitely bothers me, too, and I think it bothers a lot of people. And it's unfortunate because it's definitely a political issue where they think if it's not going to help them politically, they're not going to talk about it. It's kind of like, you know, when Biden was forced to talk about it at the State of the Union. And it's just it's sad that it's a political issue. This should be a human issue, a table issue for everyone, a kitchen table issue for everyone. And it is unfortunate that it is such a political issue.
It is, but it's a human issue at this point. When the governor doesn't even utter the woman's name, won't even, mm-hmm. I mean, it's news all over Michigan. It's news all over the country. It got picked up in foreign press as well. And she can't mention this woman's name and say, this is a terrible thing that has happened. We need to address this sort of violence. And she could put it on domestic violence, illegal aliens, but no, she just skips it all together. And I think that is just very telling of how depraved these Democrats are. They want these open borders. And they don't care who gets killed along the way, whether it's Laken Riley or Ruby Garcia or anybody else. Apparently, it's a price they're willing to pay in pursuit of votes. That's what I get.
It certainly seems that way in their behavior, but I would say that it's definitely a losing issue. I know that all Americans, but all the ones that we've been talking to, even those that are on the left side of the aisle, I think are having major concerns about this, about their safety. And, you know, what they say is, well, everyone deserves to come to this country. Well, there is a way to do that legally. And we have spoken to, actually, our primary care doctor just got her citizenship, and she had to go through a long, laborious process of getting into this country legally and becoming a citizen. And so what is it to all of these, I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, hundreds of thousands of people who have come here legally and gone through the process, paid the money. It's a slap in the face to them, you know, just, oh, I guess I should have just come over the border. I would have gotten a lot more incentive and didn't have to pay any money to get here. And so it is unfortunate.
And you're right. In talking about our doctor, and I looked at the numbers here real quickly. We bring about 1 million legal immigrants into America every year, 1 million legally, which is more than the rest of the world combined. And then you have these people that run over the border. Our doctor spent tremendous amounts of money, learned about the country, sworn in as an American citizen. But now you hear that Joe Biden, the Democrats, you know what the game is. They're going to try to give these folks amnesty. And if they give them amnesty, then therefore they become citizens, and therefore they can vote. That's the game. And that's appalling to me. Of course, some places aren't waiting. They're letting illegals vote, which is even more appalling. But it's a political game, isn't it?
It is, but I wonder if that political game will actually work out for them, because I find that a lot of Latin people are on the more conservative side. They are Christian conservative people. I mean, in the Hispanic community, we are very family centered. We are very Lord centered. And I know that there isn't, there are a mix of people that are coming across the border illegally. I think the ones that, you know, all of them coming across the border legally is not okay, but the ones that we're the most concerned about are, you know, criminals, people who are bringing, who are involved in bringing in people, you know, help me out here, when they bring over people that don't want to come.
Well, human trafficking, of course, right?
Thank you. Complete mind.
Well, that's all right.
Thing there, but anyhow.
Human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the drug mules, yeah. All of that is
right, exactly. Out. And so it's, yeah, that's
they're
what
forced
we're
to work in the
about. Exactly, right. And so it's unfortunate that we have to deal or be concerned about that, because it really is a big concern now in many of our communities, and especially in communities where you wouldn't have thought there'd be a big crime issue, and now there is. So,
you know, we're here in Asheville, and I'm going to have to wrap it here, unfortunately. But, you know, just looking at the number of homeless people in Asheville, North Carolina, that you think is an upscale kind of place, and it is, nice restaurants, nice houses, this and that. And then every night you drive through, there's a homeless encampment, all this homelessness. It's not helped by letting millions of people come into the country that don't have jobs or places to live. It just exacerbates and makes that all worse, something we've witnessed here.
Right. You know,
sorry, I have to leave it there. You get to go enjoy the mountains here, Ivy. I'm going to continue working here like a slave, because, you know, I just have to, and take care of your lifestyle. Anyhow, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
No problem. John Lott, not too far away. He's going to talk about this new red flag national federal attack on your gun rights put together by Joe Biden and company. I'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.